Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at a question every senior leader is grappling with right now. Where do we actually find the people to do this AI work?
And the article sets us up really well from the start. It's called AI Talent and Skills Gap, a Senior Management Guide to Building Internal Capability by Brett Allegray-Wood on the Anabu AI blog. And the framing in the first paragraph kind of stopped me.
Which bit?
The bit that says this is not just a hiring problem. Brett's calling it a board-level governance and change management program, which means most businesses are thinking about this completely wrong.
Right. They send it to HR, put up a job ad, find a data scientist, done. But the article breaks the gap into three separate problems. First, a genuine shortage of specialist technical skills. Second, even where you find technical people, they often don't understand your industry. And third, the one that gets ignored most, organizational inertia.
What does that mean in practice?
Your procedures don't support fast adoption. Your incentives don't reward it. You can hire brilliant people and then watch the organization quietly work against them.
That's a painful image. So what's the framework Brett recommends?
He introduces something called the AI OS, the AI operating system. Five pillars: strategy and prioritization, governance and policy, talent and organization, platforms and processes, and delivery and metrics. The point is to connect board-level decisions to actual day-to-day operating procedures.
So it's a management framework, not a tech framework.
Exactly. The board approves things at the top, and the AIOS converts those decisions into how people are hired, trained, and held accountable.
Here's where I'd push back a bit. Most business owners reading this are thinking, I don't have a board making quarterly AI policy decisions. I've got a management team and a long to-do list.
Fair, but Brett's talent taxonomy is actually useful at any scale. He maps out 8 roles you need covered somewhere in the organization: an AI product owner, accountable for value and adoption, data engineers, ML engineers, data scientists, a domain expert who understands your business rules and regulatory requirements, a responsible AI lead, a change manager, and a prompt designer if you're using generative tools.
You don't need 8 full-time hires for that.
No, and Brett's quite clear about that. He recommends a hybrid model: a central team that sets standards and handles training, and then embedded people across your functions who actually deliver the use cases.
What about the build versus buy question? Because the temptation for most owners is going to be outsourcing the whole thing.
This is where the article gets specific. For anything strategic or IP sensitive, Brett says favor internal hires and upskilling. He puts that at 60 to 80% internal. Contractors and partners are fine for tactical or short-term needs, but where regulatory risk is high, you need internal control and review before you hand anything to a vendor.
60 to 80% internal is higher than I'd have expected.
It is, and the learning program he describes is what makes that realistic. Fast-track boot camps of 6 to 12 weeks focused on production skills, role-based certifications tied to salary bands, guilds and practice communities so knowledge doesn't walk out the door when one person leaves, and job rotations to get managers working inside AI projects.
That rotation piece is smart. You're not just training technical staff, you're building internal sponsors who actually understand what's possible.
Which feeds straight into change management. Brett's very direct that AI adoption fails without an active change program. Someone has to own adoption at the function level and have performance KPIs tied to it.
And the board has to be measuring something. What does he say to track?
7 indicators: time to value, how long from idea to production, adoption rate, value realization in revenue or cost terms, model reliability, training coverage, meaning what percentage of relevant staff are certified, hiring velocity for critical roles, and compliance indicators, policy breaches, audit exceptions.
That's a dashboard you could put in front of an investor.
That's exactly the point. Brett has a whole section on investor communications. Treat questions about your AI capability as an opportunity to demonstrate governance maturity, not just give a technical briefing.
Right. And there's a roadmap in the article for how to sequence all of this.
3 phases. First 90 days, get board approval on a capability plan, commission a skills audit, form a central team, begin critical hires, run first boot camps. 90 days to a year, build the platforms, deliver first production use cases, roll out certifications. Year 1 to 3, scale out, reduce dependence on contractors, show sustained value.
So what's one single thing a listener should actually do this week?
Commission a skills audit. Map what capability you have now against the use cases you actually want to pursue. Until you do that, every other decision is guesswork.
And for help with that, read the full article at anabu.ai. Brett also offers a free AI audit if you want this working inside your own business.
The article goes much deeper on governance, policy, and investor reporting than we've covered here. Well worth reading in full.